A new season of Wisconsin Life debuts tonight on public television. For 5 years, the show has been traveling the state to profile the people and traditions that make Wisconsin unique. This season will meet motorcycle riders in Pine Bluff, an architect channeling Frank Lloyd Wright, and many others. You can catch the season premiere tonight at 7 on Wisconsin Public Television and at 7:30 on PBS in Milwaukee. We'll get a preview now with series producer Kelly Saran and Angela Fitzgerald, the host of Wisconsin Life. Angela, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
And Kelly, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
Well, let's get a taste of what we can expect from this new season. Angela, give us a couple of the highlights and we'll dig deeper into them later.
Well, you'll see one of the highlights on air tonight. We went to the Crandon International Raceway, and so I got to experience what it feels like to drive in a race truck. it's a very, very exciting experience, I'll say that.
All right. And can you, let's step back, Kelly. What makes a story a Wisconsin Life kind of story?
You know, a Wisconsin Life story really is people who are kind of doing amazing things, people who have something to share around our state, people who are really passionate. It could even be groups of people as well. We usually get viewer submissions, and I feel like the more you send us, there are stories to be told around our state, and it's amazing. It surprises me every time we do a story.
And Angela, I'm a little jealous. I mean, I get to talk to people around Wisconsin all the time, here in this studio or in that studio over there. How much fun is it to actually get out around the state and meet people and doing cool stuff?
I mean, it's pretty exciting. I do like meeting people in general. So to be able to travel around a state that, I mean, I've gone to some parts of Wisconsin, but Wisconsin Life has exposed me to much more of the state than I've traveled on my own. So everyone that we've met is great. And I love the passion they have about their areas.
And what have you learned about Wisconsin this time around that's new to you?
Wow. So I mentioned the racetrack again. Well, we have an internationally renowned racetrack that I was unaware of. We have a pretty reputable caving area that different youth groups and different environmental groups visit pretty often. Those are the two that most immediately come to mind.
And I think it's funny, too, because we usually put Angela into situations she's never been in. Like this year, we went canoeing on the Brule State River, Rapids. So we're getting her out there. We're getting her meeting people. There's so many passionate groups, too. And what's exciting, too, is that with the host, you get to explore location, but you also get to tell people stories. So it's really an intimate experience of Wisconsin.
So they're putting you in scary situations?
Well, I wouldn't say scary. It's unexpected.
Okay, that sounds better. Well, I want to get a taste of some of the show here. I want to start with some unique music you found this season from an instrument called a handpan being made by Jenny Robinson of Madison. Here's a listen.
Well, a handpan is two sheets of steel that have been hardened in some way, either by heat treatment or hammering. It has notes on the top that are played with the hands. The bottom is like a resonating cavity. It's a very unique sounding instrument. The handpan originated in the year 2000. It was developed by two steel pan tuners in Switzerland.
Does it look as cool as it sounds, the handpan, Angela?
Yes, and that music just sounded so relaxing just then.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, and that's a cool topic because I think of musical instrument invention as something that happened in the old days way back when. Kelly, it's happening now and it's happening in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's happening right in Madison. And it's funny about the handpan, too, is that she's one of only two female handpan makers in the nation. So she constructs these, and really what you see later on in this piece, too, is how she kind of fine-tunes them. And it's a work of art in itself, and a lot of reject handpans as well, which is kind of interesting. So you kind of get to see the reject pile there, but it's fascinating. And there are musicians who are creating things around the state that we get to see this season.
And when we hear about now farmers markets, we usually think of a weekly market in a set location. Let's give another taste of the show now. You found a mobile farmers market run by an Oneida farmer named Dan Cornelius. Here's a listen to some of what he had to say.
For Dan Cornelius, food has always been an important influence in his life. As a member of the Oneida Nation, Dan developed a strong connection with Native American food and culture.
You know, for me, of why I was drawn to food and to agriculture is, you know, food is at the core of life, of survival. It touches on all aspects of life.
It was that interest that led Dan to realize there was an opportunity for Native Americans in Wisconsin to honor their agricultural history and sell their goods.
So, Dan, a lot of other smaller scale farmers in Wisconsin getting some inspiration from the past and their culture here. Talk a little more about Dan's story, Kelly.
So Dan is really about the preservation of seeds and foods in the culture. And it's so interesting. He has his own little plot of land. And then, like it mentions, he kind of travels around in this mobile farmer's market. Mm-hmm. It's an education as well as kind of supplying people with food as well. And what's interesting, too, is we get to meet people, you know, all over the state. We met tortilla makers. We also met more conventional farmers, a crop duster. But, you know, Dan's story really touches on a farmer with a purpose. He's doing it for a reason.
Angela, do you get to do some tastings on the way here?
Well, for Dan, no. I did not get to taste his food, unfortunately. But I love the accessibility that he provides through his market to Native American foods for those who don't have that access.
Yeah, it's a unique story. This is, once again, and this happens to me all the time with Wisconsin Life, no idea. I didn't know this was out here. And I'm in a position where I should. Is it fun finding these hidden gems?
It is. It's fun finding them, but also being able to share them with others. Because as Wisconsiners, we also can be unaware of what our state has, what it possesses. And so to experience that richness and be able to share that with others is awesome.
We're talking about Wisconsin Life with host Angela Fitzgerald and Kelly Saran, series producer for Wisconsin Life, checking out their new season. Well, you mentioned, we got to listen to this one because you mentioned it. You visited the Crandon International Raceway. This is in northeastern Wisconsin. Here's a little listen to that.
Off-road racing is someplace where you're going to come and you're going to see dirt fly, you're going to see mud fly, you're going to see people going over jumps 150, 200 feet, flying through the air with 5,000-pound pickup. You're going to see wrecks. You're going to, they're going to bump, and it's a little bit rougher. It's just a little bit rougher racing, which you're used to, but good racing. The kids love it.
Powerful motors, high-flying jumps, and top speeds. Who couldn't resist a trip around the track?
Hey, Adam.
Hello.
So what should we expect from today's race?
High speed and a lot of fun. Hang on tight.
Slide right on in.
Okay.
We didn't have the visual there. You actually got in one of these high-speed trucks?
Yes, I got into a high-speed truck, and they don't have doors. You have to slide in through the window to get into the truck, and we went around the track. I don't even remember how many times.
It was many. And that was one where I said, Angela, we're going to a racetrack. I didn't give her too many details. Uh-oh. And then I said, guess what? You're hopping in.
So- okay. That sounds scary. Were they going at full speed here?
They were going at full speed. And I think we all have different ideas of what it means to be on a racetrack and to be in a race car. I'm thinking like Indy 500, paved roads, like a regular car. This is off-road trucks with big wheels, dirt flying everywhere. It was an exciting experience.
And they mentioned really long jumps. Did you get to go on any of those?
I went on several of those.
Oh, you'll see that on the show. You'll
okay.
see.
It felt like a roller coaster.
Hey, do you remember when I was envious of you a little while ago?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. No, that sounds a little scary. So, but this, Kelly, is another unique piece of Wisconsin.
Man, it is. And it's so interesting because we really traveled all over the state kind of seeing places that I didn't even know existed. And a lot of them we got from viewer submissions as well. People telling us, hey, this is in our community. This is something you should definitely check out. And we head out there. We see if it's a good fit. And then we get Angela there exploring it and enjoying the people who love what they do.
And Angela, you're going to keep doing this. You're not going to leave us to take up a life on off-track truck racing, are you?
I don't plan to.
Okay. And Kelly, we should leave it with an invite to people. You're always looking for submissions, right? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so you can visit our website, wisconsinlife.org. Otherwise, you can directly email us at wisconsinlife@wpt.org. And like I said, we're always, if you're doing something or you know somebody who's doing something really extraordinary, you know a place you want to share with us, please send it. And we'll check it out.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Angela Fitzgerald is the host of Wisconsin Life, and Kelly Saran is the series producer. The show's sixth season debuts tonight at 7 on Wisconsin Public Television and 7:30 on PBS in Milwaukee.